Lift up your eyes and look. Look to the east. Look to the north. Look to the west. Look to the south. My God Almighty, when are we going to wake up and understand this is God's view of heaven? Assemble together. Hallelujah. To come in obedience, be assembled in the obedience of the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Gathered together in heavenly places, seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You can go through three or four pages of Scripture and just see it and bring it all right into Christ. The word congregation, as I suggested to you last night, or said last night, because it isn't a suggestion, it's a direct definition, is the word moed. The word moed is the word is congregation. The word moed means an appointed time and an appointed place. When is Israel assembled? They are assembled when they are at the appointed time, the appointed place. Every one of their feasts, hallelujah, brought them to the appointed time and to the appointed place, hallelujah. Yes, these were all the feasts of the Lord, hallelujah to God. It's a picture of God gathering them unto Himself, gathering them together by the high priest. It's the high priest who does all of this. The whole assembly. And then the Father's house. Here it is, the Father's house. It's the center of it all. They camped this away. They marched this away. They lived this away. And they were, in God's idea, this whole assembly was assembled here. Because it was yet assembled here in the high priest. Look, when the high priest went in the one time a year into the Holy of Holies, all of Israel was assembled on his chest. Hallelujah. They were assembled there. They were upon his shoulders. And the literal ones of whom he represented were entered by a decree of divine obedience assembled here at the door, waiting for him who went in to come back out and show himself. On this is our high priest that Hebrews talks about, that takes us into the heavens and establishes us in the heavens and in the sanctuary of God. This whole picture of Israel is in the heavens. This whole journey was a heavenly journey. They were led by a pillar of fire by night. They were led by a cloud by day. Did that happen over here in Canaan? You know it didn't as well as I know it didn't. No, it did not. Why? Because Canaan is not the type of a heavenly journey. Canaan is not the type of heaven. Canaan is a type of heaven coming into the earth. Hallelujah. Canaan is the high priest who is now King of Kings. Before this journey started, in the heart of Abraham, Melchizedek presented himself. Well, hon, here is Melchizedek in Israel. Here is the high priest, here is the king being summed up in one. Glory to God. Do you see this? Yes. And all of this is one salvation. This isn't divided by dispensational periods. It is only interrupted by the disobedience of those who refuse to come out from heaven and live that very reality in the earth. Exactly the way it is today. It's not that we're not in the heavens. It's that we won't live it on the earth. And so God deals with one generation, a generation, 40 years of disobedience, raises up another, brings him into the view of heaven. Now give this expression in the earth. No, something happens. Something happens. Something happens. Now they've made Jordan the river of death. For God's sake. Now, we teach that Jordan is a type of, you know, going to heaven. No. No, here's the type of going to heaven, sir, in the tabernacle. See, Israel was in the midst of this great transition. It took a while for the transition to be made. This whole thing, this whole idea of heaven, this whole view. had to come over into the land. But then the transition, we came from the tabernacle to the city of God, the city that we understand to be four square. What is that all about? It means that it's measured in the full measure of the Lord Jesus. Now here in the city. Here's where you look, to the east, to the north, to the west, to the south. But here it's called the length and the breadth and the depth and the height. It's the city four square. Hallelujah to God, hon. It's this whole thing right here that Israel represented now as a city in the earth. Glory to God. And the King is on His throne. Hallelujah. For the glory of the Lord, hallelujah, to be made manifest in the earth. Oh, we've got it. See, we've got it backward. We've got it backward. Paul, looking directly at those wilderness wanderers who wandered around as if they weren't in heavenly places, who wandered around as if God who had not established them just wandered around. And yet right there in their very midst there were those that were not wandering at all. They were coming forth in the knowledge of the Lord. They were with Caleb and Joshua, of whom it is said they had another spirit. I think so. Hallelujah to God. Yeah, they had another spirit. It's called the Spirit of Christ that was testifying in them. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. The prophets of Israel had another spirit too. It's called the Spirit of Christ that was testifying in them of the things that should come. Oh, glory to God. Well, now either the Spirit of Christ is a lying spirit, or those things have come in Jesus Christ and have been established in Him who says, I am the way and the truth and the life. Oh, glory to the Lamb of the living God. I tell you now, honey, I've gotten a little excited about this picture. I'm just searching out everything about it, because it's a wonderful search. But it, you know, that search is better off written in a book than tried to be delivered any other way. But what a glorious thing, this business on this assembly and the assembled. Who is the assembly? It is the assembled. But you will find that the assembled, it's always an act of obedience. Oh, glory to God. It's always obedient unto the faith, obedient unto the blood, obedient. Oh, hallelujah. And this is called the gathered together. The gathered together. And that brings it right over into Christ as those who are quickened together and raised together and seated together. Yes, in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And being gathered together and growing up in Him. And it just goes on and on and on and on and on. But all of that, hon, is that we come to represent that fully. No. Israel represented it. We come to be living manifestation, living expression of that right in the earth. Hallelujah to God. Right in the earth. Right in the earth, blessed be the name of the Lord. So this is the overview of the whole thing here. Here, we come right up. Now can you see? Now it made sense to me. For the first time, it really made sense to me why God's wrath, because the wrath of God is at the cross. The wrath of God came upon the Lamb. Why God's wrath came upon Him? Well, yes. They refused to be a manifestation in earth of that which they were by the Lamb. You understand there's another view of this. It's actually the same thing, but another view where it just narrows it down to this, the high priest. This the whole thing. They were gathered up in the high priest. It's in the view of Christ, see? It was the high priest. But you know as well as I do that over here it was the King. You know that. The whole anointing over here was on the King. The whole anointing over here is on high priest. You understand what I'm saying? The two come together. It's the Melchizedek order. Hallelujah. It's this twofold view of Christ. It's not a lot of idiots running around saying they're not going to die. Get out of there. No. Let's don't go that way. No, it's this twofold view of Christ coming together in a people. Hallelujah. The high priest. It is the Lamb slain. It is the Lamb ruling. Hallelujah to God. Oh, yeah. Glory, see? The Lamb slain, and then it is the Lamb ruling. It is the High Priest bringing us into the presence of God. It is the King ruling in glory in all the earth. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes. Now you want to look at that in the verses that have to do with the kingdom of Jesus coming. Jesus, he stood and represented that, and he says, "The kingdom of heaven is nigh. The kingdom of God is coming to you." Oh, this is it right here. This is it right here. Kingdom of heaven. We're not talking about the kingdom of the United States, kingdom of Russia, kingdom of China, any other kingdom. We're talking about the kingdom of heaven. We're talking about the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Being manifested. Oh, bless your heart, honey. Oh, that the Lord will bring us into this realization. Because realization with the King is as real as the realization of the High Priest. It's just as real. You understand? The tabernacle is built by Moses. The tabernacle, you know, representing the priest of God. The priest of God with his brother Aaron. Built by Moses. Who built the temple? King built the temple. Hallelujah. King built the temple. Yes, sir. The temple set in the middle of the New Jerusalem. Glory to God. John saw that city coming out from heaven, out from God, into the earth. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Come on. And the King rules in that city. Hon, there's got to be a transition. There comes a point where you and I are going to be brought up to this Jordan, to cross over this Jordan. There must come a time with us individually, collectively, that we cross over. That doesn't mean you quit living in heaven. It means you begin to live as heaven upon the earth. The transition is made. The invasion begins. The kingdom of the King begins to come forth. Hallelujah to the Lamb of the living God. Every hour, every day, wherever you are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And to not do that is to completely discredit the door whereby you first entered.
Hallelujah.
Whereby you first entered. Yes, sir. Completely discredits the blood. Completely discredits the door. It says nothing is real. Nothing ever happened. That's why they all died in the wilderness. And God said, "I will have me a glory in the earth." Yes. You know as well as I do, Israel come in figuratively, Israel come to lose that. After having achieving the whole picture in Solomon, then Israel, you know, showing that is the Israel of God never was a bunch of people, but His Son. Amen. And those that live and walk in Him. Because hereafter they come to this glorious representation in Solomon. Here they go just as straight downhill, and they didn't stop till they hit Babylon. You know that. You know that. In Babylon. And to that captivity the prophets began to speak. The knowledge of the glory of the Lord shall fill all the earth as the waters cover the sea. God already said that back here about this Israel. And it said in a couple of places, the knowledge of the Lord. And another place says, and all the earth, which means Israel, shall behold my glory, which is translated in the Septuagint as my salvation. That's the correct translation. All of that speaks to the recovery, the complete restoration of Israel. You and I know where that takes place, don't we? We know that that takes place in Christ. That there is the true Israel of God. There is my Son, even my firstborn. It is Christ and His body, the church. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So we have Israel going downhill, and there is a temporary restoration under Zerubbabel and under Joshua, the priest at that time, under Nehemiah, under Ezra, yes, but that is a temporary restoration. And Daniel tells, or God tells Daniel, it's more or less, he tells him it's a temporary thing, that the end is not yet come. That the end is not yet come, but shows him this glorious kingdom coming into the earth, yes, at the end of time. Well, we know that that comes in with Christ. Or we who know Christ know that. Amen. We have understood that we're not bound up in this dispensational stuff, living on earth trying to get to heaven. First place we go is to heaven. First place we're taken is into the heavens. My Lord, huh? That's not the question. The question is, will heaven have a manifestation in the earth? Yes, sir. Because that's the order. That's the pattern. Where did Israel come against the seven nations manifesting heaven in the earth? It's where you face the seven nations manifesting the reality of Christ in the earth. And yet, what did God say? God said, the battle is not yours. All you've got to do is keep covenant with me, and I'll go before you and cast out all the inhabitants. Hallelujah to the Lamb of the living God. I want to read to you with that little thought. With that little thought, I want to read to you the gospel as it is written in Joshua. Amen. The gospel as it is written in Joshua. And if you can't hear Paul's whole epistles here, then we need to get our hearing cleaned out. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise and go over this Jordan, you and all this people, unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. You understand, the whole thing here, hon, is that Israel had found their inheritance in God. Yes, because we need to go through this, but we haven't got time. But you, because you go from, there's three administrations here, priest, or high priest, and Levites. And it is in the Levites, who are the firstborn, by the way, for they come out of all of Israel, that all of Israel is seen in the Levites. The Levites come to be seen in the priests, and the priests come to be seen in the high priest. And their inheritance is God. How is all the land? I've given them all the land. The whole point is this, hon. He's going to tell us in a minute, but I'm just going to get ahead of him. Every place you put your foot. What does that mean to you and I? It means every place you are, at all ways and at all times, there you manifest the kingdom. It's yours. There you manifest the inheritance. It's yours. Hallelujah. Nothing can come against you there. Nothing can move you there. Nothing can overcome you there. My God Almighty, our inheritance is not a temporal inheritance. It's an eternal inheritance to be manifested in the earth. This is exactly as it was with Israel. It's exactly as it was with Israel. Now hear the gospel. Now hear the gospel. Arise, go over this Jordan, all this people, unto the land which I do give to them. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given to you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness of this Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates. All the land of the Hittites, unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not be any man able to stand before you all the days of your life, as I was with Moses. Here it is, in the heavens, as I was with Moses. My God, so shall I be with you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, I will not fail you or forsake you. Honey, where do we need to hear that? We need to hear that in the earth. That's the reality of what we've seen in the heavens. We need to hear in the earth. I'm with you. I'm with you here just like I am. You understand? I'm in you. I'm with you, glory to God. Be of strong. Be of good courage. Wherever you put the sole of your feet, I give it to you. Oh, there you can declare the kingdom of God is at hand. Oh, the kingdom of heaven is come. My Lord, have mercy. How backward it has gotten to be in the hearts and minds of people. Yes, look at here. It goes on. It goes on. Only be thou strong, verse 7. Very courageous. Yeah. That thou mayest observe to do according to all the law. Well, now, yes. But here, in the reality, it's not the type. It's the living word. It's the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. For God has now spoken in Son. Yes. Which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it. Turn not from it to the right or to the left, that thou mayest prosper wherever thou goest. This book of the law, oh yes, I'd say. Yeah, the law of God, the word of the living God. On this book now, wherein we look not at something written on a page, but that which is written of the Spirit of God in our hearts. Amen. Hallelujah. This book has come with the transition as well, has it not? This whole life is a life of transition. Oh, hallelujah. But the transition is not from the earth to the heaven. The transition is from the heaven to the earth. Glory to the Lamb of God. And yet we are always in the heaven. And yet the transition must come, that heaven began to have its expression in the earth. That my kingdom come, my will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Oh, hallelujah. That it be said of us that as He is, so are we in the earth. Oh, hallelujah. That's the picture that is set before us here in Israel. And that's the order. First the high priest and then the king. But in Christ, it is priest and king who has made us a priesthood and a kingdom. Oh, and we shall reign in the earth. But see, that doesn't mean take over countries. That means manifest His kingdom wherever you are. Wherever you are. Hallelujah to the Lamb of the living God. Glory to God. Amen, honey. That's what it means if we get our eyes open. Hallelujah. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all that is written therein. Because you see, herein is where we see Christ. Come on, you just make the transition with me this morning. Have I not commanded thee? Be thou strong and of good courage. Be thou not afraid. You have not received the spirit of fear. Glory to God. But the spirit of wisdom, of knowledge, of counsel, of a sound mind, even the spirit of Christ have you received. Glory to God. Be thou not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord God is with you whithersoever thou goest. Didn't Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare your victuals, for within 3 days you will pass over this Jordan to go in and possess the land which your God has given you to possess. As far as I'm concerned, honey, there's only one purpose for this earth, and that I have in it a manifestation of Jesus Christ. But you see, He is not found in that earth out there. He is found in this new heaven, in this new earth. And its purpose is to bring forth an expression of Him in the world. What does John 17 say? After in John 14, we are secured in heaven, where I am in my Father, you're in me, and I'm in you. Then He takes us right on over to John 17, that the world may know. Oh, hallelujah. 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 That the world may know that thou hast sent me. You can sum this whole trip of Israel up into two views of Christ. Because Israel is to become, and did typically become, an expression of their view of Christ. So, Christ the high priest, to become an expression of that, involves the Father's house. Yes, He is firstborn among many brethren. and then the whole host of heaven, the whole assembly. Where are you come? You are come to the assembly. Yes, the general assembly, the church of the firstborn. And that's what they were. The church of the firstborn, the general assembly. They were in heaven. My Lord, they were in heaven. The transition was to live in the earth among the nations and manifest that fullness. That too had three administrations in its working out. The administration of judges. Administration of judges. Called the deliverers of Egypt or Israel. And then secondly, the prophetic priesthood, Samuel. Different kind of priest. Different kind of priest. There's a prophetic priesthood. Samuel.
Word didn't fall to the ground.
Hallelujah.
My God.
What was the end of that administration? Samuel didn't anoint high priest. Samuel is the priest. He anointed the king. He anointed the king. Another view of Christ. Bringing the two views together. Samuel, you go pour your whole horn of oil on this one. You go anoint my king. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. David came through three anointings. At the end of that, Solomon is seen. King of kings, Lord of lords, sitting upon the throne of his father. Having rule in all of Israel, and Israel being the light of the knowledge of the glory of God to all the known world. Hon, that's what you come to in Solomon. You come to heaven coming into the earth. You come to heaven on earth. You come to the mountain where God anoints and reveals His King. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lamb of God. But this first view of Christ is always one. And we've talked about that. We've preached that for years and years and years, haven't we? Haven't we? I began to look at myself. I thought, Lord, I've spent a lot more time on the high priest than I have on the king. Well, that's because you can only spend time on what you're seeing and what you're relating to. And until we are secure in heaven, how is it we can live in the earth as overcomers, except we be secure in our high priest? This is a beautiful study. This keeps going. I mean, it's a beautiful study. It's a beautiful study. Let me make just these comments to you, and then we're going to take a break and come back and just look at this a little bit more. Enough that we can, you know, then you can just continue to search on it. Israel, well, let's just take our break now. We'll come back and I'll make these comments here in a little bit more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you, folks, I just want you to, let's just spend some time this evening. This, you know, I'm not going to jump up and down, run around and holler at you anymore. But I'll tell you what.
Hey, yeah, just keep on, brother.
We must come to this full view of Him. And where this thing started working in me was on this door of fullness. I saw all the fullness of God in Christ, but it only works in us according to measure. And boom, I thought, oh, God, here it is, right here in Israel. He's establishing them in the measure that He wants to be worked out in the earth. He wants to see Israel in heaven come to be made manifest that reality in the earth. This is our salvation. Huh. This is wonderful. And then it's summed up in those two views of Him. It's really just that. Amen. Well, let's take a break. We'll just look at a few more comments about this in a little while. And that's basically what I wanted to share with you.